How you doing?
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we're kind of working our way through the spring here. This is our sixth practice, first one of mini camp, but sixth one counting OTAs. So just trying to move things along in the right direction. I think the players have worked hard. We had a long way to go. We had a lot to work on. So today will give us another step there in that preparation and deal with a little bit of weather, which is good. We can always use that. So looking forward to having a good day out here today. Hope y'all enjoy it. It's nice.
Still, mandatory camp? Did every player report?
Yeah.
Following up on something I probably should have asked last time we talked. Tom Brady had a family member mention that he had a concussion last year, and I was curious what the organization's response to that was.
Well, as you know, Mike, we file injury reports every week, so. Not sure when the next one's due, probably sometime in September, but we'll have one for you then.
That that can be a complex medical topic where you have your independent doctors on the sideline and then players sometimes can self-report. How challenging is that as a team to manage that?
We file our reports in compliance with league guidelines.
In that regard, though, Bill, in terms of players being more willing to say, I'm not right?
You know, our medical staff really handles the injury situation with players. Like, players don't come to me and I don't treat them for injuries. That's not really my job. That's what we have medical staff for.
To what degree is player safety important to you personally, particularly as it pertains to concussions and traumatic head injuries?
Yeah, I think I've talked about that quite a bit. Our foundation supports that cause. Personally, I've spent a lot of time on it.
Bill, what have you seen from, it was obviously a kind of a different offseason for Malcolm Butler in terms of being a restricted free agent and going down to New Orleans. What have you seen from him upon his return?
He's been here. That's another year of experience, but he's been here this spring.
Do you like what you've seen from Jonathan Jones this offseason?
Yeah, well, Jonathan's one of a number of players that are in their second year that you usually see a level of jump from those guys because they've been through our system before and have a better understanding of what's in the league and other schemes and so forth. So I think all those guys from our rookie class last year have all made good progress, definitely ahead of where they were last year.
Do you expect him to compete for the starting spot on the defense, or?
I don't know.
Bill, would you qualify or classify Jacoby Brissett sort of in a similar way, and where have you seen his progress from last year to this year?
Yeah, same thing.
Is it ever hard to get?
You only obviously have maybe one or two. You have two fields, quarterbacks going at the same time. Is it difficult to get a third guy the same number of reps to allow him to develop the way, in a way that would be ideal?
I mean, well, we have a lot of people out here, so I think the reps have been split pretty equally across all positions and across all players. Everybody's working, so. It's that time of year. Not sure that any of our players are ready to take the workload they would have in, call it August or September. I don't think that's where we are right now anyway.
Bill, in your experience, looking good this time of year usually translate into looking good come September, not always the case.
Well, it's a teaching camp, and the most important thing for us is to get the information taught so the players have a chance to go out and execute it competitively in training camp. This is in training camp.
Bill, how much have you learned over the years with all the postseason experience that you've had and this team has had about how much rest and how, as far as the amount of reps go, even starting now, where you work and what it'll be once the season starts?
I don't know. We have 90 players. They're all in different situations. Some guys are here last year. Some guys weren't. Some guys played more than others. They're different ages, different levels of experience. So it's a little different for everybody.
DJ Foster got hurt pretty early last spring around this time. How different is this offseason for him just to be healthy at this point?
Well, he's part of that last year's rookie class that's gained a lot of experience and has a lot better chance to make the jump this year based on all the things that are in the second year player's favor. She's part of that.
I think you added your son Brian to the coaching staff and the scouting staff. What's the decision that goes into moving someone from scouting to coaching?
Try to make our staff as efficient as possible.
Cyrus Jones talks a little bit about changing his mindset this offseason. I wondered if you've observed any shift from him.
Again, he's another player in that rookie to second year category that is definitely further ahead than he was last year. You'd have to ask him about his mindset on that. But They're all ahead of where they were last year.
Bill, do you expect the same or a similar leap for second-year veterans it's their second year in your program. It's not their second year in the league. But is there a similar kind of leap for those guys, or is it not the same because they've obviously they've been in the league a little bit longer?
Well, I'd like to think everybody improves every year. You have a chance to learn from the previous year and start all over, going to put that to use. So I think we all gain something. There's definitely a margin to it as the years add up, but yeah, sure. I think everybody improves in that extra year of experience.
It's such a large group of first-year players, and you've been pleased with how they've picked up the system as a group this short amount.
Yeah, this group's worked hard, similar to last year's group. Yep, they've been good. They've worked hard. They're trying. They got a long way to go, but getting better every day, and they're making progress. But they got a long way to go, so we'll see. Just keep trudging along.
Bill, can you talk in general about the popularity, the interest in the Patriots? I mean, here we are in June. It's raining, and there's not one media outlet that's not here.
It's probably something better for you to talk about.